So today I'm going to go off script, and I'm going to read the Christian scripture at the end, so that it is the right, so that it fits just right. So here we go. As we were planning the season of Advent, the worship team and I spent some time thinking about the traditional view of Advent as a time of waiting. We remembered the darkness the world was waiting in when the Messiah 2,000 years ago was to come, and the hope that came with the Messiah. The Messiah was to take away the pain and struggle of humanity. Yet, as we planned Advent, we realized we often live in dark times. The dark time may reflect a personal struggle or one that affects the entire world. Ironically, in the midst of planning to talk about dark times, darkness once again came upon us as horrific violence in our world. I woke up yesterday, just like many of you, and was shocked by the attacks in Paris. I got sucked into the news and Facebook because I needed to know more about what had happened in Paris. I wanted to know how many people were killed or hurt or emotionally traumatized. I needed to know who did this. I needed to know why. I needed to see what was happening on Facebook. What was the mood of the people on Facebook? It was beautiful to see all the love and support that my Facebook friends were giving to Paris and all of France. I'm hoping others on Facebook that may not be in my circle are also sending love and peace to Paris. I'm hoping politicians are sending their love and peace to France as well. I have a friend whose son is struggling with what to do next. He's an okay student, but was struggling his first year at college because academics don't come easily to him. While struggling with academics, his grandma died and his longtime girlfriend broke up with him. So needless to say, he made it through 1 year of college, sort of. He's been home for a year working part-time and living with his mom. He's frustrated at his prospects. He could work hard and struggle through college or figure out and apply for jobs that may pay a decent wage without a college degree, or now because of the attacks in Paris. He's talking about going into the military. My friend is worried. Her son is struggling and lost. She does not want him to go into the military because she wants for him to be safe. This is her only child. How many of our friends and neighbors and brothers and sisters, sons and daughters are lost? We live in a time when we can get lost in the darkness. I know I started down that road yesterday when I heard of the attacks in Paris. But how many of us live in the darkness? We make decisions from that dark place that may not be the best decision for us. We may choose to abuse drugs or alcohol. We may want revenge instead of thinking of a peaceful solution. And I'm not just talking about a peaceful solution to September 11th, Sandy Hook, or attacks on Paris. I'm talking about a peaceful solution to divorce and deciding how to co-parent a child. I'm talking about losing a job and moving on gracefully. In the darkness, we may not make good decisions. But then there is a little light. We can find some light through the darkness when we pray. Hannah shared this with us, the quiet hope she had through her prayer. I bet she had prayed to God hundreds or even thousands of times for a son. Hannah prayed and cried and hoped for a son. She was not considered a whole woman in her time as a barren woman. Her role in life was to produce a son for her husband and her family. Her hope was so bold that she promised her son to God's work. Quiet yet bold hope. For whatever reason, this time, this prayer, Hannah was given a son. Hannah's quiet prayer was her quiet hope. Sometimes we don't understand why. Sometimes we don't understand why we have to wait so long. And sometimes we just have to know. We don't have to know. We just need to wait with quiet hope and know that God is with us. As we pray, wait, and hope, we wonder, how long must we wait in this darkness? How long must we wait until the violence in our neighborhoods and in our world end? How many lives will have to end or be physically and emotionally damaged because of violence? Our quiet yet bold hope for the world is peace. We quietly hope that if we choose love, the hate will be defeated. We quietly hope that the love will take some of the hurt away. We quietly hope for God's strength to continue to choose love. We wait and hope that the Prince of Peace will guide humanity once more to choose love, peace, and compassion. Karen Armstrong has said, Jesus did not spend a great deal of time discoursing about the Trinity or original sin or incarnation, which have preoccupied later Christians. He went around doing good and being compassionate. In this time of darkness, the season of Advent, and the shock the world is feeling, we must continue to pray with quiet yet bold hope that with prayer, love, and compassion, in which Jesus showed and taught us all about, our world will be filled with peace. So let's take another look at our image. What do you see today? Looks like Van Gogh. What else do we see today in our image? What's that? Fruit trees. Olive trees. A big city versus a little town. Lights in the city. And a sky that covers it all. So at the spaghetti supper on Friday evening, I gave a few tours of our sanctuary. A lot of people were interested in seeing this space. It was kind of cool. Which led to a conversation about our banner and Advent. I was happy to show our image for Advent. One person commented on the night sky and the beauty of the stars, and then she said, "The hills are so beautiful." She continued, "They remind me of our world." She said, "Not the vegetation, but the people. The different shades of people in the world, the different colors on this image, and all the difference in the people in our world are beautiful." We are different, yet the same. We may look somewhat different, but we may all quietly hope for some light in this darkness. Some of us are lost. Some of our brothers and sisters of humanity are lost. We can choose love so that we may be a part of their knowing God. We can pray and quietly hope. O come, Emmanuel. So we wait and quietly hope for some light in this darkness. In the darkness of our in the darkness of our world, in our life, and in this season of Advent, a quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. says it all. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So I will close with our scripture reading today. This is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 25 from the Common English Bible. Therefore, let's draw near with a genuine heart, with the certainty that our faith gives us, since our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies are washed with pure water. Let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promises is reliable. And let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some have gotten into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.